You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. It is a weekly series in which we focus on the impact of the arts and creative sector on our lives and community right here in and around Washtenaw County. Our partner in this endeavor is the Arts Alliance, and the president and CEO of that organization is Deb Pollack, and always good to see you come back each week.
You know, actually, I had a nice ride into the studio today. It's that time of year when you start seeing the trees blossom, and then the flowers blossom, and the leaves coming up out on the trees. It makes me start thinking about
plant. I'm always in blossom.
You're always radiant, David. Always radiant.
That's what everybody says.
You know, I'm not much of a gardener, but I do start thinking about putting some annuals in the ground around Mother's Day. How about you?
I can kill a cactus. I am best leave it alone.
But you appreciate...
Leave it to the pros.
You appreciate those that do,
I'm
sure.
I certainly do.
You know, I know lots of people that just can't wait to get their fingers in the dirt or the soil the first warm days of the year, but my gardening is less inspired, and it could certainly benefit the design services of our guest, who is the lead designer for Lotus Gardenscapes. Let's welcome Travin Peltier.
Thank you so much for the time, Travin.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here, and excited for spring as well, and I'm sure we're all relieved that the 5 months of no flowers is over.
I think that's well put, and I think you're absolutely correct. Take us back a bit. How is it that you developed an interest in and then decided to become professional in landscape design?
That's a good question. I grew up in rural Cape Cod, out towards the end of the peninsula there, in a really beautiful natural environment. So I think from a young age, I went out with my mom, and we gathered kind of wild plants, and we gardened. And then when I went to college, I went to Wesleyan University in Connecticut, and I majored in studio art and a minor in environmental science. So I stayed involved in earth science while also developing my style of installation artwork, which tied highly to doing kind of water, plants, earth stone environments in a gallery setting, quickly figured out doing that I preferred a bit more of a practical bent to serve clients and build things that were going to stay in people's yards and, you know, not kind of take down an installation and have to dispose of it after a month repeatedly.
Right. So, you can always go back around and appreciate your work more often.
Yeah.
So, Travin, I'm struck by the name of your firm, Lotus Gardenscapes. And Gardenscapes conjures up for me a lovely yard with beautiful flowers, shrubs, flowing water elements, and all of it being illuminated perfectly. That's not exactly what we have, what Russ and I have at the Hollywood House. So you must be busy at this time of year with people like me walking in and saying, help, I don't even know where to start. So where would you start with somebody like me?
Yeah, well, we have a great setup here on Baker Road on the way into Dexter. We have a turn-of-the-century barn that we've remodeled, and we have a design center, actually, for landscape. So you could come in here and talk to one of us. There's three of us that do the design work. We have a lead horticulturist, Stacy Ryer, who's been doing this for over 40 years in the area and is a plant whiz. I'm a bit more of the hardscape, which is the construction end of landscape specialist, and more of a big picture guy and work on a lot of our larger projects. And then the other two designers, Lauren and Nicole, are both great designers. Lauren went to SNRE here in Ann Arbor for a School of Natural Resources at U of M, and Nicole went to Michigan State.
You got a lot of people doing a lot of different functions that will obviously cover any project of any scope. But when I hear gardenscapes, what comes to my mind is these palatial English kind of estates where you have mazes of trimmed bushes and everything else like that. But fact of the matter is, even on a small property, you can really enhance the aesthetics in ways that wouldn't come easily to people like Deb and I.
Right.
Yeah, I think one important thing to note about us is we're very unique in the landscape design build world, you know, even across the country. There are not a lot of design build contractors that have this much creative power at their disposal in terms of the amount of designers and the versatility. If you look at our website or our portfolio, one thing I always like to tell our clients is every single project is different. Like, you don't see any cookie cutter with us, which is often the case in landscape. A contractor has kind of one thing they like to do, and they do that over and over. So because of our creative team, we have a lot of versatility, and we're very client-driven. So what you described in relation to the palatial English garden, certainly we can do, but we also do a lot of really modern landscapes and native plantings and water features, custom stonework and woodwork. It's all in-house. Like, we have our own artists and craftsmen that do each aspect of that landscape design build.
So you mentioned native plantings and indigenous, as I always hear them, indigenous species. And there's been a lot of talk about how those are both great for our environment, but also less maintenance. And I'm all about less maintenance. Does it really work out that way?
Yeah, I think a short answer is yes. It takes careful planning and it takes analysis of your site. So that's why we've developed our unique approach, which is design first. So we meet with you, we do a consultation, an initial consultation that has a small fee, and then we'll develop a design that fits your landscape and needs. And every property is slightly different. I don't know if you've ever heard of the idea of microclimates, but there actually are quite a few in Ann Arbor itself. If you're down by the river in a low kind of sheltered area, you can grow some plants that you can't grow if you're, you know, out in an open field on the west side of, you know, Scioto Township, say. So natives help with that. Like, anything that really is adapted to the microclimate that you're in is going to be much happier than, say, you just go to the box store and pick up something that you got no advice on, or you read a label and says, son.
Right. That's me.
That's how you kill a cactus.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Been there. You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollock, and our guest today is Travin Pelletier. He is a lead designer for the local landscape design firm Lotus Gardenscapes.
What do you like the most about your job? I mean, there's so much, but what's your favorite thing to do?
Well, right now, I think my passion is growing our team. We've grown a lot in the last 3 years, and we have a really dynamic, creative, wonderful team with a ton of unique individuals that all are local people. So my passion for the design work falls to unique structures and hardscape garden combinations. I design most of our woodwork. I've done a number of sculptural pieces, one of which is in West Park here in the city of Ann Arbor, the tree form sculptures.
Oh, sure.
A while ago. So unique pieces like that are kind of my passion, and making this business into something sustainable for my team.
Well, and it sounds like that's exactly where it's headed. You've won awards like the Michigan Nursery and Landscape Association 2017 Industry Awards for a contemporary entryway garden you designed. What makes that particular project appeal to you and ultimately result in being award worthy?
That is pretty much exactly what I was just describing. That client had a very large, kind of cool sculptural facade in stainless steel and wood, and their front landscape was a pretty run-of-the-mill install. So she challenged me to come up with some unique features, one of which was a take on the Japanese torii gate, where we took two big pieces of bluestone and cut them into pillars, and I designed a custom galvanized steel water feature box that sat on top of it for the gate structure, and that became a curtain waterfall that's lit at night, has a wonderful sound.
Wow.
You know, there is not one thing you have discussed today that I can do by myself. not one. So you are definitely filling a niche.
Well, that actually brings up, you know, the point of creative impact. I bet most people don't say, oh, here's this landscape architect or designer, and that's part of the arts world. But what you're describing absolutely is, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you pointing that out, and how I like to think about it, and that certainly was my career path. I got out of college and did my stint as a professional artist. I was a fellow at the Fine Arts Work Center in Provincetown, which is a pretty unique, rare opportunity as an emerging artist to get a fellowship like that. And I pretty clearly made a decision to move my artwork into the landscape realm. Like I've said, I've exhibited and put up pieces publicly in Ann Arbor and hope to continue to do so.
But there's also a lot of weekend gardeners who want to just get down and dirty in the dirt. And
soil. It's soil.
Oh, sorry.
Both. We're all good here.
What would be just some of the advice or tips you offer to the weekend gardeners this time of year?
I think I'm a pretty impulsive person myself, so this advice for myself. Do a little planning. You know, before you just head out and buy some stuff, You know, one service we offer that helps with that is just a horticultural consultation. You can come in here and meet with Stacy for an hour and explain the situation that you have with the soils and light and so forth. And we'll actually do a special order for you to get you just, you know, the plants you need. So, I mean, other than that, I'd say just really love it. You know, go out there and enjoy it. Like, there's, you know, we have this thing going on in our culture with the screen time and all the computers and all the technology that we're obsessed with. And just putting your hands out there in the soil and being out in your yard this time of year where everything's blossoming and blooming is very healing and a wonderful activity. So whatever you do, just go enjoy it. That's my advice.
Okay, I'm going to take the advice. I'm going to get into the dirt, get my hands dirty. Thank you, Travin. We appreciate you being on the show.
We do indeed.
Yeah,
thank you
so
for the time. That is Travin Pelletier discussing his profession as lead designer at Lotus Gardenscapes. And Deb Pollock, we'll see you again for another edition of Creative Impact.
You might have to come to my garden.
I will, because I certainly aren't going to have one. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.